another go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give it a go, really good to go show for the show.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, it's Tuesday. Not just Taco Tuesday, it's also Psychic Love Doctor Tuesday edition. So we hope that you'll jump in and join us. We love when you all do come for a reading or just some chat. Maybe share a giggle or two. We really do enjoy having you with us. So big welcome to our Facebookers who are watching us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Please feel free to pop in with them. They're a very friendly, warm bunch. Those of you that are listening through Blog Talk Radio, yes, we've hopefully ironed out our difficulties, and we are back.
Ironed out the difficulties that we can do if we are responsible for them. Sometimes things are mysteries, and this is a mystery.
So we thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you very much.
Yes. All right. So first thing we usually start off with is making the distinction between the method I'm using. I don't know. All of a sudden, I just went on a little vacation. We make the distinction between this particular method and other methods, where personal prophecy uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm holding up right now for the Facebookers. There are, of course, all kinds of wonderful systems, tarot, tons and tons of different oracle cards, et cetera. But this is the method we use, the only method. And I've never really studied any others, to be honest with you, because I didn't want to have any of the others, the philosophy, bleed into personal prophecy. I wanted it to stay as pure as possible, as my grandmother had taught it to me.
Yeah, and you don't want to be a jack of all trades, a master of nothing. You want to be a master of something.
And frankly, I am the only living subject matter expert for this method.
Master.
So I would like to introduce Jimbo Baggins, which many of you are familiar with. He's riding shotgun.
As I always am.
Yes.
I'm a right-hand man. But I am on the right, actually.
All right.
Right, but not the right that when you're visually watching us. I'm just checking some things. I got to check stuff out. I also usually do the tech. I called in. Sounds good. I just want to look in Blog Talk to see that it looks like we have a good standing on their site, because that will influence people being able to call us. If it says we're jacked up, they ain't going to call us. I think we're going to be okay. I just got to...
Yeah, you can't change it.
No, I can't do squat from here, but I'm like a...
Yeah.
I would be right now, I went to a different browser. I'm like a possible caller.
Oh.
I want to see what's live tonight. Let me scroll. Oh, look at all these pretty shows that are live right now. The Good Six Live. Holy goat mirror. When will I find one that I want? I might have went past it because I am too fast for my own good.
Well, it's all right. It's out there somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, there
we go. Let's see here. Slow down a wee bit. Because this one I have to watch because you know what? Because this might not have the little picture.
Well, remember, when you call in, you're going to want to cut down on any background noise that makes it difficult for us and the listeners to hear you. All right?
That is truth.
Yeah, and you'll want to not be on the phone. It really makes the call very choppy, not much for continuity in terms of the communication.
Yeah, cell phones are automatically behind because, you know, you depend on the nearest tower. If you're driving along, you can hit a little pocket. You know how that is, especially if you're on trips. So you ought to make it like the most, pretend you're getting ready to make the most important call of your entire life. I know we're kind of blowing this up. But if you could pretend that and want all things to be as perfect can be, that's what we're looking for. Now, yeah, we know you can't necessarily do that. You're driving, you're at work, or, you know, whatever. Being chased by robbers or something, and you want to get a quick reading about if that one's going to come out. And that is all that works. All right. See, I haven't actually been looking. I've been a bad boy. I haven't been looking here at all. So before we get any callers, you were talking about, you said these actually are, what kind of cards?
They're healing angel cards.
But you gave it a different name the other day.
Well, they are oracle cards.
See, that's it. See, well, the Facebook folks, even if you're not here, we'll post it. You'll be able to watch it live. I've never seen an oracle card, but I just envision them not being like this.
Well, they give you a message. You know, it's going to give you a insightful spiritual message. And I love working with angels because, well, hey, they really are close to us. They look after us and often want to help us. So I tell you, if we don't get any callers, we'll just have to go to celebrity readings, which we can always do.
Well, there's lots of stuff, and you probably have some email archives if you dig for them hard. I know I probably do on here.
Yeah.
From Nicole.
Oh, right.
I know for a fact I do. So, matter of fact, what would you like? Would you like to do one now?
Well, yeah, and I could explain to everyone, again, which seemed to have gotten lost in the shuffle of us coming on live.
Yeah.
When we had our difficulties at the top of the hour. This method is quite unique in the sense that we're not just going to lay out cards and deliver a reading. What we're going to do is a lot of life coaching included. We're going to work with two important elements, choice and change in your reading. And we're going to create, in essence, our own reality. Now, I've honestly seen through my own life that manifesting really does work. And when the cards can't support that, you're going to find yourself living at a higher vibration. Mm-hmm. For instance, I come from a teeny tiny place up in northern Minnesota. Jim can relate. He's actually from there, too.
She exaggerates.
Why?
When you say teeny tiny, people think, oh, it's some little, like, Mayberry residence, like watching Andy Griffith show where they got, like, 400 or 500 people. Now they got about 80,000 people.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, that's nothing compared to San Diego, but that's a lot compared to Mayberry or bumfuck
Egypt. Well, possibly, but I'm going to tell you, small-town mentality often makes it hard for those of us that come with breakthrough methods and beliefs that we want to share with others. I had a very hard time up there, but I did have clientele over those early years that would come to me. Anyway, I completely kind of lost my
time. Well, I know what you're talking about. No, I mean, it is obviously...
Oh, I was talking about how I was able to manifest the future I'm
living
right now.
Oh, your manifestation.
Yeah, and the card supported that. Where I always wanted to have my own office. Oh, my goodness, be on the radio. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I wanted to have a vast clientele list. And I do. They're all over the world. But I didn't really feel that where I was up here in that little place, that it was actually going to come. This was before AOL, before there was, I don't even know, the military only had internet access back then.
If they did, it was probably not even had a name yet.
Right.
It was like a networking thing for information sharing and data sharing.
But my cards did show that we were in an extremely dynamic period of time, that there were going to be so many advances. Something just told me, you're going to end up in a very heavenly place, not heaven, but heavenly, where flowers grow all year, where there's all kinds of people from everywhere, a great melting pot, and I did. I ended up out here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is very close to the Edgar Cayce Center, and there's a lot going on here metaphysically. Very much so. So anyway, I just wanted to share with all of you that this isn't just a simple quote-unquote card reading. This is kind of like life creation. Huh?
Yeah, it's what you want it to be, really.
It is.
Yeah.
And I do have skills in life coaching and other various methodologies over the years where we can work with every kind of tool, but essentially choice and change. It has been said that we are literally one choice away from a whole new life. And boy, do I believe it. So, Jim, if you have more to add about phone calls or whatever.
Yeah, I did a redo here, redux. So you want to say, yeah. Like, they did say the redo.
Oh, I love
redo,
that word, redux.
The D-E-U.
Yeah.
I always tell the ducks because that's, you know, not proper pronunciation. But I like to, on purpose, pronounce things wrong. It just pisses people off. Like poking their little bear, say Illinois, and they're like, blah, 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 you know, stuff like that. But yeah, I know how to pronounce it, but I just wanted to see if you gave a shit.
You don't think it makes you look a wee bit ignorant?
Well, if they want to believe that of me, but people know that I'm not the ones that know me. So if the other ones want to have that perception of me, then I don't care.
Well,
I don't know you. I don't live with you. I don't marry you. It is what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do have a caller.
We does indeed.
We could start there.
We should start there.
All right.
We're going to area code 203, which is in the Northeast, Connecticut. 203.
Hey, Connecticut. Glad to have you with us. And who is on the phone with us?
Pat and Deborah, your boyfriend, Chance.
Oh, is he there? It's very weird.
There's a bit of a delay. And listen, I've been trying. I just was just going to come on Facebook tonight, visit and say hello, but it let me leave comments. So I tried to call in, and it was saying there are no shows tonight. I only just got through. You guys do have technical problems. I couldn't leave a Facebook comment until now as well. Anyway, things are now working. I hope some of your listeners try again. But since I'm here, I was just going to be on Facebook and say hello. But since I'm here and no one else is calling.
Oh, yeah. You and Chance, I love you two being here. So let's go forward. What's on your mind?
Oh, you should have told her what happened.
And
I sent you
a message about the reading. Do I just buy one?
Yes, I was going to discuss this a little further into the show, but since you brought it up, hon, let's do it.
Just talk
before
about it
before we get to your reading. All right, I am running a special offer this entire week, and you never know, I might extend it. This is the good news. You can buy one reading from me and you get one free. I have some of my regulars are banking them, is what we call it. Some are buying two or three, some are just getting one, but for every reading you call, every reading that you order is what I mean, you are going to get a free one, and I will keep track of them for you. And that is all, like I say, the good news. Now, the bad news is it has been about 12 years.
Might be actually selling yourself short. It might even been longer.
It's very likely.
Probably is longer.
I have a son who has.
Since you can finish it. So it's been 12 years since?
Well, since I've ever had my website worked on or also had an increase in any of my pricing.
Right.
Because my son is a webmaster and he's taking care of my website, but he's not in that capacity anymore. So I have to now resort to hiring people. So sadly, inflation is coming to the Psychic Love Doctor website.
Right.
But in the meantime, those of you, I have some people that have been with me since, seriously, I right hand up to the Lord, since 1997. And they they come to me with their big decisions, or even a decision like, hey, Deb, you know, I'm a lawyer in Florida here. I've been asked out on a date. Should I really waste time on this guy? Because I have a lot of priorities to take care of. Look at the cards and be able to tell if it's going to be a Mr. Right Now, Mr. Never, or possibly Mr. Right. So thank you, Pat, for mentioning that.
And I want to tell everybody, because we got all the people are starting to jump on. The reason when you got all those weird error messages and stuff is when we went live on time as scheduled.
Yeah.
But we had a whole bunch of weird problems. We think the Blog Talk didn't. It kept saying they were waiting on us. So we killed Facebook. We killed the Blog Talk, and then we restarted. So you probably tried to find us when we were in the process of restarting.
No. Yeah, I agree.
So we're back now. We're all up and running. Everything's normal, and you have the floor finally. Sorry about that delay.
Okay, Pat. You know, you're a great spokesperson for us. Yes. You know, you do a great job.
Time for you.
Yeah.
To tell us what you'd like to know.
And you, there's the delay, first of all. And you guys even changed your clothes because the window I was getting initially, you had different clothes on.
Well,
so,
it's all set now.
I spilled my coffee on that white shirt I was wearing. So I had to run off and grab something else. Yes.
Oh, okay. that made everything even more confusing. That's so funny.
Oh, boy. Well, what can we do for you, Pat? What would be your question?
I'll ask you about my son, and I'm going to be, you know, in the future asking about him. My son, his marriage, his anger. I know it's not going to be so happy, but I keep praying, trying to figure out how to help him.
Okay, well, can you give us some... you know, some details about your situation. Stop judging.
He's married with a young daughter. He had a tough life. He had a sort of rageaholic father, and he had a bad accident in his late teens or mid-teens. Never dealt with that. I think he's somewhat immature. And he can't get over his anger, and he's not open to getting help. Maybe slowly he's trying to get help himself, but he could use a therapist, and I don't know if that'll ever happen. I'm worried about the marriage, the family, and about him.
Okay.
And all I do is pray.
What's their dynamic like? I know you've been around them recently. Do they seem to be getting along well, or do you feel like they're very disconnected?
They've had problems, incredible stress for quite some time. I think the wife is getting worn out and frustrated.
Okay, well, that sounds reasonable when you have a young child. And does she work?
Yes.
I mean, outside the home? Yes. We should never say that. Because a mother who is at home is a working mother.
That's true.
You just asked
a
question. It wasn't a question with judgment. It was just a question. State the facts. You didn't say, well, dicky dick. You know, no, you didn't say it like that.
Okay, right.
Some people do. Some people don't. I mean, you're right. If somebody's staying at home taking care of a couple kids, I don't know how many
I think they have one.
They have one, yeah.
Yeah.
They both work at home. Sorry. Delay if I'm interrupting you. They both work at home. They've both been stuck home since COVID began. You know, okay. I'm praying all the time.
Let me ask you, there seems to be a focus here, Pat, on the father. Is he still living?
He's still living. Wonder when he's conceived. And he has been a rageaholic and really damaged my son.
And how old was your son when the two of you parted? See, we're going into a little life coaching here.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
This is some serious stuff.
He was a year and a half.
Oh, so he was a baby.
The day I was wheeled in to deliver him, I said to myself, the marriage is over, long story short. So.
Wow. Well, hon, you're not alone. I did one of those too. Yeah, I had the same experience. But apparently, your son what would I call it? Like time with his father, where they close.
Totally breaking up. I can't hear you.
Oh. charm here. And every time you call in or if you arrange a private reading, we'll delve into this more and more. I feel that since becoming a father, Pat, you're old. Can you hear us? Sounds like she's got me on maybe the computer or...
Can you hear
us? Yes, I can.
Okay.
Do you have Facebook running, playing the audio? Because we hear the audio of the show. She's gone.
She left?
Or disconnected or something. Yeah, there was something going. There was...
Okay, it's going to be one of those nights.
Well, if she calls back, we'll snag her again.
I'm going to tell you, people.
Right there. Hang on.
Okay. A lot of times this happens.
I'm sorry, I switched to Facebook because I couldn't hear you, but now I'm back on the phone again. Maybe I can hear you again.
If you have Facebook running with the audio up, you got to kill that or we're going to be in the same problem.
Yeah.
Keep
us on
it's
the phone.
Done.
Okay, cool, because we heard it. We heard it right before you had to hang up. We heard that. But okay, let's go.
Okay. I wanted to say to you that since your son has become a father, that responsibility and the love coming out of him, he's got many, many emotional issues pertaining to his own father. All right, whether he was there or he was absent, it put a big chip on your son's shoulder. Okay, it's as if he feels emotionally abandoned by his dad. And you are right. Your son needs to get some counseling. He needs to work with someone if he would even face up to this trauma. And now that he's got his own anger issues, you know, he may end up driving that wife away. And I hope not, because you were driven away in your own way, Pat. I hope you're hearing me. I really do.
I am.
Okay, good. You got driven away from that man. We don't want your son to perpetuate anything. So let's walk around him so you don't make him mad. Maybe kind of, sort of.
What'd you say?
I can hear
you. You feel apprehensive to be careful what you say to your son.
I'm very careful, and I haven't heard from him for past 2 weeks, and I'm concerned that he's raging.
Okay, and he likely is. Now, it could be organic, having to do, you know, with maybe his diet being terrible. He could have hormonal imbalances. You know, he needs to be evaluated from the feet on up. But what I see here is an awful lot of resentment that literally borders hatred. And the thing is, as we get older, we got to let it go. Your son controls you through his anger.
Right.
Okay. So he has that control freak in him. And we're going to have to work on this more and more. But what I see here is, he needs to come to grips with that, because the man can't, he's going to end up a lone wolf. He'll ruin his family. He'll ruin his relationship with his child, and he'll ruin his relationship with you. We don't want to see that happen. It'd be cool if you could get him to get a reading from me, but men can be very funny about that.
No, he won't do anything that I suggest.
Well, that's a mom thing too, you know.
Yes,
that's
it
very
is.
Common. I'm an adult.
Well,
his wife has suggested
therapy. I know he's going to refuse. So that's why I'm just praying.
Well, I hope the wife will seek therapy at least for herself, because then
I think she does.
Okay. Well, right now we've established what the problem is. It's not you. It's not her. It's his. The ongoing war inside of him pertaining to the, you know, he's had a very traumatizing relationship with his own father. You know, when these guys kind of check out on their kids, they don't realize the damage they're going to do. You know, I have a couple of them that their fathers are gone, disappeared. And it leaves a mother to have to do all the work herself. And we can't be fathers. Go ahead.
He wasn't gone. He wasn't gone. He saw him every weekend, and it was either anger or depression on his father's part. Depression if he was with a woman, anger if he was, you know. He had to live with that for years, unfortunately.
Well, you know, Pat, that is abuse of its own kind, between the anger and the, and that's the thing. He was gone in the sense that he was not emotionally present.
And
now, Jim, go ahead.
He's not going to live much longer, and the fact that my son has not resolved this stuff, I'm concerned that when he does pass, it's going to be even worse for my son. I, you know, if I could go to him and say, you need help, I would do it, but my intuition says things will blow up. I thought about an intervention with the other, the in-laws, and, you know, therapy.
I'm not feeling that. No, Pat, I feel that will only cause him to drift further away.
Might start World War III.
Right.
The best thing you might do sometime, if you're asking, hey, have you heard from your dad, blah, blah, blah. My youngest son went through this, and he'd say, no, I don't want to hear from that bastard, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, you know what, Zach? When you're looking at a tombstone.
Should have said the name.
Oh, you can't change anything. And I'll share with you on another show or in a private reading, but my son did go. He flew across country while his father was in his final days, and they were able to put the bitterness aside and strictly deal with the love and the forgiveness. So, Pat, we got to give you your card. These are
Thank you.
Angel cards.
Healing angel cards. So they're similar but a little bit different depth compared to them more to Oracle-like. The subject actually is this one. This one is actually the angel itself, Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in your world. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind, unite in harmonious balance. I think that's what you're really trying to achieve.
And I really do get
that's what she's looking at.
I get a sense that they can find peace together before it's too late.
That's what she's looking at.
Yeah.
And Archangel Uriel is with you, trying to achieve that with
you. So, Pat, I'm really glad that you've opened this up for us because, you know, I feel all around the world there are other mothers and fathers going through very much the same thing, having been single parents raising children.
Yeah.
Without that other
A lot of
partner.
Us think, because they don't know anybody close to them, that nobody's had this kind of problem. But you know what? This is a big globe of a lot of people. There's a lot of people have the exact same problem.
Oh, yeah.
And with the internet, you can actually, find out people discuss these things. Like, you 30 years ago, that wasn't happening. But all right.
So,
thank
Pat,
you so much.
I will get back to you on your message that you sent me through the website. I will contact you. All right, darling.
Thank you both.
You're so welcome. Hugs and love to you.
Love you guys. Glad you got other callers.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
We do indeed, and we are getting to them now as we speak.
Now, where is this one?
This is area code 347 in the great state of New York.
Hello there, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
And what is who is this, honey? Who are you?
Is this Tamika?
That's what.
Oh, there's our Tamika.
I don't like to guess because I always guess
I know,
wrong.
Me
so,
too.
So I act stupid.
No,
it is an act. It's an act.
All right, Tamika, how are you doing? What happened after the penis pictures?
Nothing. I still haven't said anything else to him, and I haven't responded. I mean, I haven't heard from him, I guess, because I didn't say much to the picture when he sent me that. But I didn't really get to really talk to you guys because I was in with my sister when I had called you.
You were
also
that.
On the street. Yeah, so I couldn't really talk that much. I was with my younger sister.
Mika, I thought about this after the show. I think your heart was actually a curved ball that you threw. Okay, kind of like a tease, a bit of a tease. And you could have done it smirkingly, you could have done it sarcastically, or you could have done it genuinely. So I think that you should not feel you did what you wanted to do in your response.
Yeah, I would have done it, but I'm not you. And it wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe you. It was not that big of a deal. You responded, but you were smart. You didn't keep on.
Yes. Well. So now the ball is back in the
air. Yeah, it was. To me, it was like a little. It was a feeler, and it was almost like a little bait. And he didn't take that stupid worm.
So tell us, what's bringing you to the show tonight? Yeah, right.
Well, I guess I wanted to ask you guys if you think I should just drop this and it'll never be, because what you were saying with him is that you think that if I was to give in and I guess see him and whatever, we hook up again. And I would probably never hear from him again. But I was wondering if he could ever.
All right. Let's clarify something first for our audience here. Jim took one position.
Yeah, no, I took a non-card position. I took the guy, I'm 50-some years old. I was in the Navy on two aircraft carriers. I work on a ship with 30-some people, 30-some thousand people. I know a lot of guys. And I just profile them. I know. I've seen that. I know that. I know what's going on. But I'm not a card reader.
But
I could be wrong. I'm just telling you from my experience. But she has the cards. I do not.
You took the male perspective.
But I know exactly what's going on for me. But I don't have the card.
Now, I'm taking the intuitive position because I have seen miraculous things happen as a result of these cards. Amazing turnarounds in people.
Right.
Things we never thought could ever work out. The cards will tell us, oh, yes, it can.
Right. And see, I don't talk to people on this level, so I never see people change.
Which I see quite
often.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I don't. You know, when I see somebody that keeps doing something like that over and over, I disassociate myself with them. So I never get to see if they ever change again or not.
I don't think that you have to... I'm trying to figure out what you're aiming to do, like completely shut the door on him.
She wants to know if that's the right thing to do.
Well, I don't know that you have to do that yourself consciously, because you're going to face a whole new world and new people.
That's true.
And you know something? Remember, when you go to a new place like that, your history is your own. Not everybody has a need to know everything about you.
Unless you're one of those people on social media that post every little nasty little thing about them.
No, I'm very private. No.
That's very smart.
And that is. And even when you first meet somebody, you can only, you know, tell them what they have a need to know and leave it at that.
But you know, nowadays, first thing people do if they're interested, like if you have a first date, well, I kind of like this person, time to Google the shit out of them.
Do men do that?
If they're interested, they probably would. If they're interested more than just the brown chicken brown cow. If they really like, wow, this could be the woman of my dreams. They're going to look.
I'm going to tell you right now, your cards indicate he's embarrassed of what he did. Drinking. It's right. What do you see here? Where's that 9 o'clock? Right
I didn't know. I was just saying, if somebody does something like that, he probably the next day is like, ooh, damn.
Yeah, he had a few sheets to the wind.
But then he realized it's over. Once you send it. It's out there forever.
Yeah, they should put that little app on there that we've talked about.
That's pretty hilarious.
Where you have to do some math problems in order when you've been drinking, you know, so to make sure you are really mean to spend that.
Before you post something, that is funny. I never heard of that. That is hilarious.
On Google, also, you can recall it real fast.
You can recall all you want, but as we found out, if you're a sports fanatic, these people post things. People snag them, even if you're a call or copy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just assume when you post something, it's out there until the end of time. Just assume that.
So what I think you should do
back to you.
Absolutely nothing. go ahead on your move.
Yeah.
And let him. I think he needs to work through his shame. I think you just might end up getting an apology. And if you do, yeah, you can decide. You can, you know, forgiveness doesn't mean like, oh, hey, let's get back to where
right,
we were.
Right, let's go to the altar.
Yeah, or
right.
any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can forgive and let people go. You can still. So
right.
I know you really care for this.
And I think, and you know it, that you know that you have a vulnerability, that you're weak. Because you want
that you love him,
and that
yeah.
you're worried that you know yourself well, because you're worried that you're gonna just go right back into it when you shouldn't. So she's being cautious. That's cool.
I think that's very smart. You're not begging him, chasing him.
That's wise. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even think like that. So
they
at least you're very wise, and you're protecting yourself the best you can.
Well, she is a very classy lady, Tamika. I've not even seen your picture.
Well, she ain't no big dummy. We
no
can tell that
catch.
Already. The fact that
right.
she recognizes these things.
She's sharp. She's attractive. She's not a silly 19-year-old. So I just want to let you know, hon, that he's embarrassed that he did that. I don't think you have to end it, but I don't think you have to sit there and wait.
No.
And knit afghans or something like that, you know.
You should still be cautious, knowing your own vulnerabilities and how you feel.
You have a great job waiting
yeah.
for you when you move. You're going to start a whole new life. And I see you, I'm serious, I see you having a son. Not right now.
Wow.
Holy.
You're going to have a son. I'm going to say 3 years or a little more.
You're going to have
now.
A little papoose.
And he's adorable. He's really adorable. I can tell.
You know,
what?
I never heard anybody ever say, oh, God, I love my baby so much. It's the ugliest swamp thing I've ever seen on earth. They're all adorable, everybody.
Some of them are very good.
And some of them are not. But you know what? It's heart that matters. And you know what? The baby. Sometimes they just don't come out right away looking great.
Why do you think the old saying is, he has a face that only a mother could love?
Well, you know,
yeah.
you know, sometimes they just went through hell. Right? They just went through hell traveling through some kind of escape tunnel just to get into this world. So sometimes they're a little rough looking at first.
You are going to have a great opportunity coming to you, and they're sure to come true, where you're going to make some really good money. So
I need that.
Turn yourself towards the future and think, you know, with this guy, what will, you know, que sera, sera.
Oh, yes.
What will be, will be.
Oh, I love you, Doris Day.
Oh, that was a good song on her. Yeah. And see what the future brings. But I wouldn't be surprised. He's going to realize, geez, I should apologize to her. Because, yeah.
Well,
yep.
It's sad to me because I did reach out to him first, you know, so I do want him. And he knows I want him because I told him you were such a gentleman to me when we finally got together. The one time we did fool around, like, you were so sweet afterwards. You were very much a gentleman. He was. And I told him that. And he can know that I want him. I don't mind, but I want him to know that I don't want to be a hookup girl. Not
exactly.
The reason I reached out to him.
You want
know?
Him on a higher, right, higher level. He's not ready for that. So, Jim, what do we have for a healing angel card?
What we have is, the subject is faith. Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear, and the sun will shine once more.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I don't
care. I would like that card all the time if I had something going on. I'd like that card.
I don't think the final chapter has been written between the two of you.
Well, yeah, in life, I don't know when that is.
You got to let time do its best work.
I don't know if there's anything
until you pray. He has to chase me, and in his chart, we have the same Mars and Venus. But he has to chase me, or else I'm not, because I want him very badly, but I'm not going to chase him. Like, I won't chase him, and I don't know if he has the capability or if he's going to have that much interest in me to chase me, like, you know. So,
listen to Steve Harvey. That guy is sharp, and he says a man that wants you will walk through fire for you.
Yeah, but and always plan for the worst, hope for the best. Otherwise, you could be really devastated.
And we have so many people waiting, honey. We're going to have
indeed.
To go.
Okay.
We got
but
go.
Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
To the rest of you, we, of course, are going beyond our normal time.
Well, yeah, and these people have already logged in, and they're like, huh,
yeah.
seven something and whatever
yeah.
something. So, yeah.
So we're going to get to you.
Yes. We have callers that are very patient, and they've been listening, so that's cool. And we're going to go, excuse me, to the next caller. 925s, I believe that would be out west in California. 925, welcome to the show.
Hi, what's your first name, please?
Hi, guys, it's Teresa in California. How are you?
Oh, Teresa, hello.
Welcome back.
Well, we're just relieved that we were the little beasts here operational.
There was some crazy crap that happened. We can't even nail it down what happened, but we're back, and let's just rock and roll.
So how are you
Mercury
doing?
In retrograde.
Oh. That's right. I forgot about that. All right, Teresa, tell us what's happening.
Well, it's interesting. We've had about 3 people quit in the last 2 months. And this last person that quit, oh, my God, he's so valuable to the company, but he's just fed up with this, with our new production manager.
Yeah.
Production manager got a promotion. And last week I was supposed to have my review, and she didn't even complete it. But I did tell her my concerns about him and how dishonest he is.
Okay.
She said that she had other complaints and she was going to talk to him. Well, I guess that talk didn't work because she gave him a promotion.
Oh my God.
Wow. She's not a genius.
Okay. So
she mentioned that she mentioned that she wanted me to, because I report to her right now.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned that she was kind of running thin and she would like me to report to this guy. And I told her I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
I told her. She said she was going to get back to me, but I haven't heard. And our head engineer, our engineering group, wants me to report to them. Now, I don't know if to allow that or not.
Okay.
But I'd rather report to engineering.
Is that what you want me to look at?
Because the engineering group are people that obviously you feel like it's worth it, is what I am.
Engineering has my best interest. They would be forthgoing. They'd be truthful. Where this other guy, he's not.
Yep.
Okay, I can't believe
us engineers, us engineers aren't full of shit.
No.
Right.
If you do have shit, you back it up with realistic, what do you call it, like shit.
Yeah, you don't have shit. You weed that out. That's your job as an engineer. But anyway, I don't know. We're getting off topic here. Okay, so. Real quick, because I'm getting ready to do your, what is your, if you could put it in one sentence, what would you like to know for your reading?
If I'll be able to report to engineering.
That's what
Okay, great. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I'm getting ready to set up your angel card reading, and I have to hear that myself, too.
Yeah. Because the vibration goes through you reading.
These are like almost oracle cards, and they distinctly say, concentrate on the question with your left hand. So that's why I had to hear that question.
I don't think you have to call them almost oracle cards. They are.
It's just weird to me because I don't know. This is stuff I don't know anything about. So that's why I say that.
Okay.
I'm not doubting you.
And as we speak, I'm even looking for a job. I've been looking.
Well, you notice that he said one guy that was something, he bailed out. So that's a sign.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand your boss's reasoning at all, but I am having a big issue here trying to see that she will support you answering to the engineers.
She mentioned about I like that plan.
Oh, well, big time. I don't know. Could she be playing around with this guy? Because there's like scandalous vibrations around
Some kind of politics thing maybe too, just jockeying for power.
And maybe go ahead.
He's definitely jockeying for power. He really, really is. He's cocky and he's arrogant.
How big is your company, roughly ballparkish? How many people?
We have about 65.
It's not small business, but it's not gigantor, so you can get your handle on what's going on pretty easily in the political world with 65 people.
Well, I wonder what he may be doing that she likes. Could it be this underhanded?
It's hard to tell when that shit's going on.
I would just say, though, he's not to be trusted. He's all for himself, you know.
Yep.
If that company was going to go down in flames, this guy's going to make sure he's in a pretty good position.
If they lose,
for that.
I will tell you, even they're not tiny, but at 65 people, if they start losing some really valuable people, somebody way up high is going to start shaking the manager and say, what are you guys doing down there?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, but you're losing. No, the way up high is her father. He owns the company, and he knows what's going on.
Never, ever, ever. That's bad when the family comes in, because that's not a good job.
Let's turn to you, Teresa. I see here that you are really, you've had it, and you are definitely seriously looking for another
job. Well, she said that. Yeah, you're smart to do so.
And I feel one is going to come to you that's going to be like a saving grace to get you out of there.
It's better to look early than later.
And that woman, she's going to be real sorry to see you go.
Oh, she's going to have a bunch of nothing left to work with.
You're an important linchpin in that place. So, unfortunately, you don't really have power to override her decision.
But you have power to find another job, and it's better to start early than to wait until you're trying to get off the ship with the wreck themselves. Get off early.
And I believe you will.
I'm just hoping I can find something soon, because I've been looking for the last couple of months. I think my issue is I'm not really sure if I want to continue in purchasing.
So, have you talked to any, I don't know what they call them, people that help you find other jobs? You know.
Oh, recruiters, yeah.
Yeah.
Recruiters.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Something's coming up here, and it isn't too far away. And it's coming, you know what, your dissatisfaction, your resentfulness, your anger is actually like jet fuel for you. And it's going to propel you into a brand new future. And it'll be good. You'll be so glad when you can look back and say, ooh, glad I don't work there anymore.
Glad I got off that ship before it sank. Yep.
Yes, and I want to tell you, the future of that company is very shaky from what my cards say.
Well, if they start using family loyalty more than business, and you start losing people that are really valuable, you can't replace them with new people.
That is a fact, Jack.
Yeah, they've lost about five people in the last few months, and these people have been very, very valuable.
And when you have a company of about 65 people, that's a giant percentage when they have a lot of experience and they're valuable.
I'm going to project that you'll be in a new job by the first of the year.
They're going to be up the poop creek pretty soon without a paddle once enough people leave. Because, we hired a bunch of people, but they can't fill those shoes.
They may fold.
Yep, they may fold like a lawn chair.
Or merge or, you know.
Or sink, but you shall be off that ship.
Yes,
all right.
Will. Teresa, here's your...
Stand by for your angel card reading. The unknown. Don't fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
I like that.
This is obviously 100% the job search.
Well, it really resonates, I think.
You started early.
Yeah.
It's been 2 months. You're not happy, but, you know, you got time. You still have time and just keep on...
Yes.
Keep on, and eventually all of a sudden you're going to be like, I nailed it.
Yeah, I have nothing but good feelings about this for you.
I nailed that son of a gun.
So we're here, you know, we do a lot of shows, so we are here.
Many a show.
Yeah, to be there for you. So.
Well, thank you very much for holding, and thank you. I don't know if you were trying to connect earlier when we had our part one snafu and we had to redo the show, but you're here, and that's cool. We got your reading, and come call again.
Yeah,
we'd love to
keep it. Keep us posted.
And I'd like to know about this, too, because I am in the workforce for a company. I'm an engineer type stuff, and a lot of this stuff pisses me off. So I would like to follow your saga and hope that you come out on top.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Okay.
And good luck calling, please.
All right. Bye now. Thank
you. Take care.
Yep.
All right. Next caller, 703 in our old Commonwealth of Northern Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hey, who's on the line with us?
Hi, it's Andrea. I did call earlier, and I couldn't get, I guess it wasn't working or something, so.
It was some weird, bizarre, we couldn't actually figure out the problem. We just kind of restarted everything. Not the computer, but we restarted, redid all the shows, but it's all good now.
We had to. So it's good to hear from you. I had a feeling it was you, but I'm like, Jim, afraid to say hi.
Well, especially when it's an area code with that kind of population.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people in 703 area code. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay, what's happening in
tell you about my job search.
Yeah.
So last Thursday, last Friday, I had an interview. The guy basically said, I'm going to make you an offer. Send me your email so I can write up an offer letter, you know, and a background check. Well, that was Friday. Today's Tuesday. I called him, and he apparently called me back because I'm busy. So I haven't heard from him. I don't have an offer letter. I don't have anything. Then I have I had an interview today basically with the same company, different department. Like a phone interview through the recruiter. Then I have two interviews tomorrow, and then I guess that's really it. Another one is a global company that will take almost a 2-month process for interview process. So,
wow.
I don't know.
All right.
Go ahead.
Think that's a lot that you've drummed up.
It is. That's awesome, though. And what's your actual question?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the first one. I mean, the guy says he's going to give me a job offer. Everything was good except he has no health insurance. He'd have to like put me on, I guess, a different plan and then get health insurance. So I don't know any of those jobs you see coming through. Maybe the one with the old company or his job. I don't know anyone come through stronger.
All right.
This might be I can't speak your job, but if I was her, I'd be feeling this could be a little tough because
you have
a lot of irons in the fire, which is smart.
How was your interview today? Did you feel good about it?
Yeah, but it's actually paying a little less than when I was even making at Long and Foster, so it's like almost a dollar less. So I don't know if I can at least get that dollar back, but it's a big job. But the same building, same everything that I was working at, I could probably just keep my health insurance because I haven't technically lost it yet, so I don't know.
Wow, that's a lot of you got a lot of factors to weigh when it comes to making this selection.
I know.
She knows that's why.
Well, the universe doesn't. You got to tell the universe you need the job. I mean, I spent hours looking for a job, so it's gonna that's why I have all the interviews.
If people should spend like all their waking hours to find the right job.
Are you interested in the guy that was going to shoot you an offer?
Well, after the background check.
I mean, it would be like a piece of cake job, low stress. I could work from home. I'm just waiting for the, offer letter. I guess he wants to do a background check, but basically said, I want to give you the job, but he went ghost on me.
Well, background check. So basically the weekend wiped out anything happening there. So Saturday, Sunday, ain't no background check
going
on.
That's true.
So, is it a big company?
No, not really.
Okay. Well,
I think you should be the squeaky wheel. I think you should keep calling him until he either poops or gets off the
car. I would think, waited patiently.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday's another day. Hey, I'm just curious, how's the background check going? Can I do anything to help you? Try to be proactive.
And then after that, call again and say, hey, I'm getting offers. I'm really interested in this position, though, that you and I discussed.
Yeah, I really like this position, but it just seems to be something has stalled out, and I don't have a good feeling
about
that.
Because you're going to connect here. I can't speak about the ones you haven't had yet.
Sure.
But you do have... there's very positive feelings about the one today and the one that you had last week. But he needs to be hounded. He comes through a little bit as disorganized.
Yeah, he is. He's supposed to bring his daughter to lunch, and his wife had to call him because he forgot. But the company that I had the phone interview today was, I guess the recruiter part, is a global company. It's in Herndon. But she asked me how much I was wanted to, my salary. I told her $10,000 I was making before. She goes, oh, no problem. So.
Okay. You're asking for 10 grand more.
It's a 2-month process.
Yeah.
At least 10 grand more than I was making before.
Honey, you've got to play, what do they call it, pool.
Well, yeah. It's not pool. It's almost like poker a little bit.
Hard poker.
Yeah, it's like hardball. Yeah. But, at 10 grand, you can't sneeze at that. That's
no, I'm going to keep whatever that is. I'm going to keep pursuing that one because even if I get a job, I'm going to still tell her that I need one because 10 grand more is a lot of money.
$10,000 is a big jump, and that everybody's going to make the eyes get wide on that. Yep. Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't care if you call me reception. Just pay me what I'm worth.
Likely, but all these companies are desperate too. They're having trouble keeping people. You know, since the pandemic,
everybody's like gone in different directions. Everybody's like changed their careers, and it's a big total disarray.
Yeah, they don't want to pay people.
Gotcha. And it's a, what do they call it? A target-rich environment. So you just keep going. I feel you will have landed a job sooner than you think. Now, when you go get ready for the, when you get closer, but do you have those other two interviews scheduled?
Tomorrow. But the one with tomorrow is also a trade center, but I don't know if I want that much. I don't think she can pay, I mean, she wants to pay me $20 an hour for a job that's a lot of work, and I don't think $20 is enough for a lot of work.
That's nothing. You could go to Amazon and make that.
If you already have fires and, you know, iron in the fire and sort of stuff, it's probably a waste of your time for something that you're not going to want to accept anyway at this point.
Yeah, weed out the ones like that where you're going to work your tail off.
It's one thing when you're starting to get in the job market and you don't really have any interview schedule, so you just take one just to do it. But you have tons of stuff going on. And that one's probably going to just distract you. You might want to just kick that one to the curb.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, and then she says, I'll send you an email with the address, and I haven't got that email either. So she's also disorganized, and I can't deal with disorganized people.
That's a sign. Yeah. That's a sign. If you're going to go – see, that's what people don't realize. Sometimes when they do an interview, it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people that are giving you the interview are all screwed up and Keystone Cops, you probably might not want to work for somebody that's screwed up.
Or you're going to end up straightening them out.
Because, like, when you go get a job interview, you put your best face on.
Yeah.
And when they go to hire
people, they're not.
Put their best face on. And if they got some retard there, it's like, oh, my goodness, I probably don't want to go to this company.
Well, just like the guy that offered me the job, he says, I'm going to give you an offer letter, and today's already Tuesday. I mean, where's the offer letter? I mean, he's also disorganized. Do I really want to work for that guy either? You know,
well,
I need a job. I'm not desperate quite yet.
Call us in towards the latter part of the week, and we'll do this again on what you've got for opportunity.
Yeah, she's got the interview tomorrow, so maybe you might want to wait till after that. But it's up to you. You can call every day. If you so desire, call every time I do a show.
Oh, angel time.
And I kind of like this because I think it relates. All right, the subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose your love. Choose through love, not fear.
So I would say go with the one that really makes you feel...
Resonates.
That's it. There it is.
Well, it might be, your brain might be thinking in like 100 miles an hour, but your gut's trying to tell you one direction. So I think it's saying trust your gut.
And in all the readings I've given you, Andrea, I think you're a very intuitive person yourself. Your gut guides you.
Well, she's obviously cautious, and she's not... just pulling the trigger quick.
Well, good luck to you, and we'd love to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah, be in touch.
And that's kind of a cool dilemma to have when you have multiple choices.
It is.
It is. It's better than having zero choices.
If that caller right before me is still on the phone call, get out of supply chain. My friend is a supply chain buyer, and said it's time to get out because of all the issues with supply chain, get out. So I heard her call. She said get out.
No, I don't think it's color before
The lady from California, she's in supply chain, whatever. If she's still on the call, get out of that field, do something else.
But she's not.
Thank you for telling.
She's not listening right now, but we posted. She'll listen to it later.
Yeah, we got it.
If she hears the podcast.
Yeah, she
does. Exactly. There you go. Yep.
Well, take care. Good luck.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right, honey. Awesome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Oh, people just make me feel so good. I love being involved in problems.
These are very, very cool things, too.
That's the one thing I keep forgetting to mention in the introduction of what we do. A lot of it is problem solving.
I think you did the first one that we had to scram.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you got all the problem solving, not just love. Yeah. I just murder that show. Murder, death, kill. All right, I think this is going to take us
to our homeland.
Yes, to the rainbow. All right, it's going to be 856. 856 New Jersey, correct? 856.
Hello correct. There. Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's Maria.
Oh, Maria.
Good.
Oh, wait. What's your name again? Okay,
Rosemaria. Rosemaria. All right, awesome. Well, are you the first-time caller?
No, she's been with us a few times.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
He doesn't know.
I'm bad with names. I got married to a chick, I didn't even know her name. So I don't even know.
Well, honey, what brings you to the show?
Relationship, because I have one that's been in my mind off and on for the last couple months, and I don't know why he's coming in my head or he's doing it or vice versa, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Were you involved? That. Were you together involved before?
Off and on,
okay. You want to tell her? Well, I look at the card.
It sounds like we're hearing the show in the background. I don't know if you have a computer on, radio on, blog talk on. If you turn that down, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near that. It's probably a plane going over.
Are you on speakerphone?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Then we shall move on. All right. Now, I'm...
Yeah.
Was this relationship, has it been, you said it's been off and on a little bit?
Yeah. But he knows me. We've known each other for over about 45 years.
Now, oh, he knows this is something. Too. This is like a lifetime movie.
Wow. 45 years.
Yeah.
A lot of our people that are on this show have not been alive that long.
Oh, he loves you.
Long time?
Yeah. Well,
I had to pull it up.
And he misses you. Are you out of touch right now?
I'm in the U.S. right now. He's overseas in Italy.
Oh, interesting.
Are you connected on the Internet?
No, he doesn't do computers. I do.
He doesn't?
Mm-mm. He's old school.
He's what? Right. What did you say?
He's old school. Yeah.
Oh.
They've known each other for 45 years.
Wow.
So he's not a 21-year-old with an iPhone.
Do you have his address?
All right.
Like mail? You could sit and drop him a letter.
I did. And he didn't answer.
He wouldn't
answer.
Okay,
well, you did. He didn't answer.
Well,
okay, so that's why her question is here.
Then he's missing his chance because your cards show this is one heck of a great relationship in terms of potential.
So you see mega potential.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, yeah, boy.
So I think you wanted to know, why is he on your mind? I think because he is missing you. And that vibe, that energy is reaching you. But if he's not going to, you know, step up and you know what I mean.
You know, my dad's old. He's 80-some years old. He has a smartphone. He's learning it. You know, sometimes these people got to kick themselves in the ass and say, we understand you don't like technology, but you got to at least embrace a tiny bit of it.
What you can't do all the work, you know, he's got to put in his share too.
If he cared enough, he would maybe, we'll do some email or something, but we'll see.
At least send her a freaking letter.
Reply to the letter. She sent a letter. He should reply to that.
He could have been a gentleman at least about that.
So
I say, in your heart, you know how you feel. He knows how he feels. But he's just going to be, he's just going to be old school, I guess, and walk away from what could be the best thing that ever happened to him.
And if he does, then he chose poorly, right?
I agree. He is missing you now.
You're the one that falls, you know, you lose him.
There is one aspect here that I should bring out. I think he may be ill. Because there is a sixth card here.
Huh. Yeah. Something that he's not revealing to people.
And sometimes people draw inward. Well, why should I bother her when I'm ill?
Oh, is it?
With something,
Especially if people are classified as old school, they don't share that.
No.
They don't want sympathy. They don't want people fawning over them. They're like, I will tough it out. Nobody needs to know. Okay.
So I really feel, though, that you're going to find yourself meeting somebody new. Who's really going to fill that space for you. You don't have to hunt them down. You don't have to worry about missing them. Because a lot of times people will go, well, where is he? Why isn't he here now? When is he coming? Well, you got to let it come in its own way in time. And I know that sounds cliche.
Yeah, it does, but there's a reason that people make those cliche things.
It is. There
it
is.
Happens
I mean,
it happens a lot. Yep.
So on the other hand, I want to tell you, I see an upcoming marriage with you. I see you having a beautiful life, but I don't feel it's going to be with him unless somebody lights a fire under this guy.
Or maybe something happens in his life where the light bulb comes on.
Well, I'm kind of picking up that it may be cancer. And so he's not going to want to.
So he's kind of putting his head in the sand.
Yeah, and just not wanting to bother her.
Oh, that's a horrible thing. I don't want to tell anybody, and I don't want to deal with it myself. Okay. Well, you know, that's very common. A lot of people do that, and they should not. But
send out good intentions to him.
It is what it
and
is.
And pray
yeah.
for him if that's something that you do. And here are the angels for you.
Yeah, and it's the first card that came out. I do the routine about it. Heart and soul is the subject. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear.
Oh, that is a nice card.
Yeah, it almost makes you think harder.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, damn, I got to think about that. But
so on better days are coming. You're going to have a happy home, happy marriage, and a happy life. And I don't think it gets any better than that. So wish him well in your spirit.
Yeah, and thank you for calling, and thank you for holding patiently. You held very patiently. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. Take care. Okay, then I guess we're at the end of our show.
Thank that there, bro.
Well, everybody who might still be with us, thank you for bearing with us. As I was saying at one point in the show, but I think whoever we were talking with, it kind of took me on a different path.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, actually, most times, I'm convinced that it's dark forces that are trying to overtake us as in terms of the light and the love and the energy that we share. And it's not like we are, you know, godlike or anything, but these cards seem to contain something. And I really feel that they will guide us. Let them. Yeah. So to all of you, I will always tell you the truth. And I will want to follow along with you. And you know why? Because I'm invested. I see your heart, and I feel invested emotionally. I want to see everybody end up happy. Happy. Yeah. All right, blog talker people, we got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go.
That's right. We'll be here. Well, you never know when we'll be here next.
Yes, but it'll be often.
Yes. Take care, and stay safe.